So just who is the 2017 Bill Pasternak WA6ITF Memorial Amateur Radio Newsline Young Ham of the Year? We'll find out in the August 12th rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the august studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report. On August 1st, CQ Amateur Radio Magazine posted the following press release. This is sent on behalf of our friends at the Amateur Radio Newsline. CQ is a proud co-sponsor of the Bill Pasternak Memorial Young Ham of the Year Award. August 1st, 2017, for immediate release. Contact Mark Abramowitz, NT3V, YHOTY Chairman, Amateur Radio Newsline, newsline@arnewsline.org. Marty Soloway, KC1CWF, is 2017 Young Ham of the Year. New York. Marty Soloway, KC1CWF of Newton, Massachusetts, has been selected as the 2017 Bill Pasternak WA6ITF Memorial Amateur Radio Newsline Young Ham of the Year. Marty, 15, is the son of Robert David Soloway and Gail Cheryl Shulman. Marty was first licensed as a technician in November 2014. He quickly worked his way to general, earning his ticket in February 2015. He became an extra-class operator this past February. Marty is co-founder of the Eastern Massachusetts Contesting Club and trustee of its call sign, KR1DX. Marty created the club to get more young people involved in amateur radio in the suburban Boston area. He has helped teach and mentor many young people, sparking interest in HF contesting. Marty is a member of the Yankee Clipper Contest Club and is very active in the contest community. He currently serves on the American Radio Relay League Contest Advisory Committee. KC1CWF's efforts in contesting have netted many accolades, including the 2015 CQ Worldwide SSB USA Rookie Plaque. His score of 1,312,305 points, operating from K1VR, still stands as the CQ Worldwide Rookie Record. Marty is also QSL manager for VY1AA, XO1X, and CI1AAA, operated by the Yukon Can-Am Contest Club. Marty is also board member of the Clay Center Amateur Radio Club, which promotes amateur radio at the Dexter Southfield School in Brookline, Massachusetts. He has been involved in the club's field day planning and has assisted with antenna and HF station design, as well as repeater operations. He started a podcast called The Phasing Line and, along with Sterling Coffee, N0SSC, discusses topics such as homebrew antennas, contesting, and activities of youth in amateur radio. Marty appeared at the 2016 Dayton Hamvention Youth Forum, where he gave a presentation, Homebrewing Fun, Making Your Own Gear for Contest Stations. He appears on the W5KUB Amateur Radio Roundtable webcast and even serves as a backup studio when technical issues arise. Marty enjoys the technical aspects of the hobby, designing and building systems for remote amateur station operation, and enjoys computer programming. Marty also is involved in amateur radio public service activities, including serving as a net control operator for the Boston Marathon. He is also the owner of his own consulting company, Newton Mass Tech, where he handles such tasks as home computer installation to VoIP connections for clients throughout the Boston area. Marty is entering his sophomore year at Meridian Academy in Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts this fall, where he has been active in the Model United Nations program for 4 years and has earned multiple awards, including Best Delegate. Marty is currently vice president of his United Synagogue Youth Chapter and is involved in an Israeli folk dance group. His nominator, Joe Eisenberg, K0NEB, described Marty as an extraordinary young man. Marty has accomplished things at age 15 that many hams take years to do, and he's only beginning. Marty will be recognized during the Huntsville Hamfest on August 19th in the Von Braun Center, Huntsville, Alabama. The Young Ham of the Year Award was inaugurated by William Pasternak, WA6ITF, in 1986. Upon his passing in 2015, Bill's name was added to the award as a memorial to his commitment to recognizing the accomplishments of young people to the amateur radio service. In addition, the Amateur Radio Newsline, CQ Magazine, and Yaesu USA are primary sponsors, along with Heil Sound Limited and Radio Waves Antenna Company. So just who is Marty Sulloway, KC1CWF? Rains Hap Holly, KC9RP, caught up with Marty on Skype.
Congratulations on your being the recipient of the 2017 Young Ham of the Year Award. Why do you think you received that award, Marty?
Well, I'd start by saying I'm just so deeply honored and grateful to receive the award. I'm really, really fortunate and honored. I don't think it was one thing that I've done. I hate to put myself like that, but I'm really honored that I've been able to make contributions to the hobby, and I hope I've helped the hobby in some way. But I'm really touched and honored to receive the award, and it's really just a great honor and a blessing.
So what have you given to the hobby?
Well, you know, I tend to kind of be all over the spectrum. I really like getting people involved in the hobby, be that through some of my efforts as far as getting youth into contesting or just helping other hams get on the air and just have fun. Because I think there's so many cool things you could do with amateur radio. It's really important that, you know, if I can help guide somebody in a certain direction or do something for them to help further that experience, I think that's really special.
How did you get into it?
You know, I actually just found it on the internet one day, and it's kind of funny. I don't have any other hams in my family. I didn't know a ham until the day I got licensed. But I was able to figure it out, took some practice tests online, took the exam. I passed the exam, and that's where I met a ham. But the way I actually found out about the hobby is I just found it on the internet one day, and it seemed interesting. And a couple weeks later, I had my license.
What is it about what you found on the internet about amateur radio?
I think it was this kind of general curiosity in that I didn't understand it and I wanted to learn more. And it's so interesting and so special now that I know so much about it. I'm still learning. I don't know everything about it, but I certainly learned more from that day. And I think there's so many different things you can do with amateur radio, and not everybody has to kind of take that same path or the same journey. And I think that's really special that we all can kind of take our own tour through the same hobby.
What is there in amateur radio that you haven't experimented or dabbled with yet?
I think there's a lot more things that I haven't touched than I have. There's always more you can do, and there's so many niches in this hobby. That's one of the really special things to me. But I'd certainly like to get more involved in things like satellite work. I've been dabbling with that a little bit in VHF weak signal. Certainly, I'd like to explore as many facets of the hobby as I can, because you can only do so much in a short time, and I certainly would love to do more. And there's so many things you can do. You can never run out of stuff to do with amateur radio.
Have you met any girls on amateur radio?
I've met a lot of lovely YLs and so many different lovely people in amateur radio. Not in a romantic way, but it's really fun to meet lots of people in this hobby.
I happen to be blind. Have you met very many disabled hams?
Actually, I have. Outside of my local community, a fair number, but locally within my town, actually, there's a ham radio club that's devoted to people who are disabled, mainly people who are blind. And I've gotten to know a lot of people from that group, and it's really interesting to see how the people who I've met may not be able to see their radios. They're still very active hams and very involved in ham radio, and I think that's really special.
You're listening to a conversation with Marty Sulloway, KC1CWF, the 2017 Bill Pasternak Memorial Young Ham of the Year. Hap Holly will conclude his moments with Marty in a moment. The Rain Report is available anytime on therainreport.com and via iTunes. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
How has the reception been for you, the Ice Orchid, in the local radio club with all the old-timers around?
I think everybody has been extremely supportive. I think one of the things that's been really special for me and something that I've really appreciated a lot is that I found that most radio amateurs who I've interacted with treat me just like another peer, like another one of their friends. And I think that's super cool, and that's something I would encourage everybody to do. If you're trying to come in contact with a younger ham and they seem to understand what's going on, there's no reason to baby that person. I've had great experiences with many hams, people supporting me in all ways, shape, or form. You know, things you don't think about, or many you don't think about unless you're a kid. You know, people offering me rides to club meetings, things like that are huge. And people have always been able to support me at every turn. People have been very, very, very supportive. And I owe everything I've done at Ham Radio to so many people.
Are your friends very supportive?
Yeah. I've never had a friend tell me not to do it. A lot of people are intrigued. You know, amateur radio is not something that, sadly, that you see a lot of kids doing all the time. Although I think there are a lot of kids in amateur radio. You know, I know a lot more of my friends skateboard or what play video games than are engaged in amateur radio, but that's okay. We don't need to make everybody a ham, but all my friends really have found it interesting and intriguing.
Are you involved at all with any of the non-RF approaches to amateur radio?
I've dabbled in those sort of modes a little bit. Personally, it just hasn't been something in my amateur radio journey that I've spent a lot of time exploring. I do get on Echolink occasionally if I'm that near my HT or something and want to talk on a repeater. IRLP, sure, it's very useful. All these technologies are super powerful and useful. Don't really have a lot of experience with All-Star, but certainly things that I find very interesting and things that really help our community.
How has amateur radio affected your academic life?
Oh, in so many ways. The things that I've learned and the things that I've been able to understand and through the lens of amateur radio, be it electronics or programming or how engineering works, designing antennas, contesting, all these things that we do in amateur radio are so intertwined with other things that I do in my life and other things throughout my academic journey. The things I've learned with antenna design, for example, that I think you can apply to, for example, audio engineering. Think about a Yagi antenna. It has a pattern. It has front to back. It's directional. And think about a microphone. I mean, a directional microphone. What is it? It has a pattern. It's somewhat directional. You know, gain in a direction maybe. And I think there's so many things that you can take away from amateur radio that you can use in so many different places of your life.
Have you written anything about amateur radio, or do you want to eventually write about amateur radio?
I'm much more of a talker than I am a writer, per se. For the last, it'll be a year in December, I've had my a podcast in amateur radio called The Phasing Line. And that's been somewhat successful. And that's kind of my way of spreading my message about amateur radio. I'm not the greatest writer. I don't have the patience to sit down and type out a long article or anything like that. But I certainly do enjoy sharing my message. I just typically do that with my voice, not my fingers.
Where do we find The Phasing Line?
PhasingLinePodcast.com. One word, PhasingLinePodcast.com.
How often do you produce it, and what is the main content of it?
Oh, well, those are two very good and tough-to-answer questions. We try and produce content bi-weekly. I believe there's an episode coming out ASAP, but between school and travel and other things, sometimes that schedule gets varied. Sometimes you'll see three shows in a two-week period and then a month with nothing. And, you know, that's something that's not always great, but that's some of the struggles we face. And in the show, we cover everything from the technical nuances of FT8. That was something we covered in our last episode, to contest stories, to building a beverage antenna, to getting over mic fright, to youth and ham radio, and everything in between. I do it with my co-host, who's around occasionally, Sterling Coffee N0SSC, and we cover everything all over the spectrum, and it's kind of my place to ramble about amateur radio.
What software do you use to produce it?
I record using Adobe Audition. I edit in Audition. It's audio only.
Where do you post it?
I post it on our website, phasinglinepodcast.com. We use a service called Libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N, to host the show and handle content distribution. And anybody with an RSS catcher, a podcatcher, if you will, can download it and take a listen.
If someone would like to contact you about your podcast or about amateur radio in a teenager's life, where would they write?
You can look me up online, either go to our my podcast website, phasinglinepodcast.com, and click that contact tab, or look me up on qrz.com, and you should be able to find my email there. Or if you just want to shoot me an email, kc1cwf at kc1cwf.us. KC1CWF at KC1CWF.us.
And that concludes our interview with Marty Sulloway, KC1CWF, 2017 Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF Memorial Amateur Radio Newsline, Young Ham of the Year. Rain Sapali, KC9RP, spoke with Marty just a few days ago on Skype. Congrats, Marty! The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2017 Rain. All rights are reserved. Now for our Aspiring Hams of the Year, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com, and via iTunes. Keep on hamming.